الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا ما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا صدق الله العظيم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام come closer there's a lot of gaps inshallah try and come close inshallah don't leave any gaps sahaba used to sit very very close respected sathis ulama ikram brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our creator. La ilaha illallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Whatever there is in this entire existence, every single thing is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of it, everything, everywhere, all the time. Whatever was, whatever is now, whatever is going to come. If it is in existence, it is only in existence because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it into existence. Allah gave it shape, Allah gave it size, Allah gives it color, Allah gives it texture, Allah gives it function, Allah gives it wujud. رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. This is Rabb. Rabb is that being that gave every single thing, كل شيء خلقه. Everything in its existence. The shape of it, the color of it, all of it belongs to Allah. وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنَّنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. Everything came from Allah's treasure box, from His khazain. All of it. This is why everything belongs to Allah, Al-Malik. He's the owner. Today we say, this is mine. I own this. This is my house, my car. My business, it's my children. In reality, we are all only temporary possessors of things. It passes through, never remains with us. Even our own selves, our own being, doesn't remain with us. Temporary. Everything belongs to Allah. This is why He controls everything. Everything is in His control. يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرِ. From the earth to the skies, above the skies, below the earth, all of it is in control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He controls it. He sustains it. He nurtures it. He changes it from one form to another. He increases it. And this is Iman, the essence of Iman. Jis cheez se nazar ho raha hai ki usi cheez se ho raha hai, usi cheez par nazar rakh kar yu kehna ke wahan se nahi ho raha hai. This is Iman. That where I am seeing it is happening from, where I know, my intelligence, the experience, Insan is telling me, insaniyat is telling me, the existence of man over time is telling me that it is coming from here, it is happening from here, it is moving from here. For me to look at that and say it's not happening from here. This is the essence of Iman. And this is the maqsad, the purpose for which the kalima was given. To obtain that. Without this kalima, we cannot obtain it. Because no other phrase tells us La ilaha. What else tells us this? Besides this kalima. That's how great this kalima is. That's how bountiful this kalima is. It's a kalima of mercy. It's a kalima of mercy. Allah had mercy upon us. Gave us this kalima. So we can take ourselves out of this darkness, this deception. And put ourselves into that reality. Into that halat, in that condition where I can recognize Allah. What a great thing this is, to recognize Allah. To know who Allah is. To bring the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inside. And we all need it, we all muhtaj. We all fuqara, beggars. Not only in the physical sense, in every sense of it. In every sense of our existence, we are in need of this kalima. We cannot survive without it. Because there is no recognition of Allah without it. And this is the mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He gave us this kalima. And that He sent anbiya to teach us this kalima. And how beautifully the anbiya taught their nations this kalima. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how he used to teach this kalima to sahaba. How he used to make their iman. And this was everything. And this kalima is everything. Now Yusuf sahab rahmatullah alayhi say that hamare yaha is kalima ke siwa aur kuch hai hi nahi. Hamare yaha is kalima ke siwa aur kuch hai hi nahi. Lekin ye sab kuch hai. That besides, for us, besides this kalima, there is nothing else. But this is everything. This is everything. This is why there is the effort of kalima. And this is essential. If this was not essential, this effort of kalima, then why send the anbiya? This is a pivotal part of the existence of insan, that Allah Ta'ala sent anbiya to guide them. To guide us. With this kalima. With this La ilaha illallah. These are not words. These are not alphabets and letters put together. This is recognition of the greatness of that being who has created everything, sustained everything, given everything, made everything, owns everything, does everything, moves everything. Everything happens from Him. Everything returns to Him. And our whole existence is an imtihan, a test towards this. Every condition, every halat, everything this eye sees every morning, from the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me and put me in this dunya and gave me these eyes to see, these ears to hear, this mouth to speak, the mind to think, the heart to feel. Every part of it was given so that I can recognize Him. And so that I can turn away from all of it that this eye is seeing. To make nafi of it. To negate it.
And this is how the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. And with the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes the help of Allah. The ghaibi nusrat, the hidden help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such help that is unparalleled. And such help that is unique. But we don't make effort of kalima to get that. The nafi, the negating of the makhluk, is pivotal, is important. Allah Ta'ala ka ghaibi nusrat ke liye barahe raast ghairon ka nafi karna shart hai. To make nafi, to negate every single makhluk, this is necessary to get that barahiras, direct help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to take everything out, to make everything else empty. And we look at the creation of Allah and we do not make this negation that this creation cannot do. How is that iman going to be made? The eye is deceiving us. The ear is deceived. The eye is there to deceive us. This is why the eye is there. The ear is there to deceive us. Our mind is there to deceive us. Our tongues are there to deceive us. Our heart is there to deceive us. But we are not making any effort to come out of the deception. Allah Ta'ala says, مَا غَرَّقَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What has put you in this deception? This entire makhluk, Allah has placed it there as an imtihan, as a test. And we cannot come out of it if we do not negate it. We do not say that it cannot do. That this is not my Allah, this is not my Rabb, this is not my sustainer. How are we going to get that help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Ibrahim alayhi salam, a young boy Ibrahim alayhi salam, searching for the greatness of Allah, searching for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May you need, Allah says. What is Allah Ta'ala say? يَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. What about may you need? The one who is desiring it, craving for it, asking for it, looking for it, wanting it, desiring it. He's making effort for it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Ghara Hira for what? May you need, searching for it. This is what the people of Makkah are doing. This can't be right. This can't be my Khuda. They're worshipping the idols. He moved away from it. Ibrahim alayhi salam, a young boy, is seeing what is happening in front of him, what the people are doing, what the king is doing, what his mother and father is doing, what everybody is doing. Who they bowing down to, who they asking from, who they begging from, who they sacrificing for. Say, this is not right. So he's searching. He looks at the stars one day. He says, Hada Rabbi, this is my Rabb. This is different. This is unique. High in the sky, nice and bright. Hada Rabbi, this is my Rabb. But then when it started flickering and disappearing, he says, no, this can't be my Rabb. But he understood what is Rabb. This is deficient. This is weak. This is temporary. Then he sees the moon, brighter than the stars, bigger than the stars, more powerful than the stars, last longer than the stars, more visible than the stars. هذا ربي, this is my Rabb. Searching. When the moon disappears, he says, no. Can't be. Can't be. La. Can't be. Nafi. Can't be. This can't be my Rabb. This can't be the thing that is sustaining me, protecting me, feeding me, giving me everything. No, because it's weak. It's dependent. Then he looks at the sun during the day. So huge, so powerful, so great, so bright, so much energy, bringing the light, bringing the heat. Hada Rabbi, Hada Akbar, this is definitely now, this is the greatest, nothing bigger than this. But then the sun disappears. Sun goes. Now he understands. It can't be any of these makhluk. Because the greatest makhluk that I put in front of, was put in front of me. Now he tells, Inni wajjahtu wajhiya lilladhi fatara as-samawati wal ard. Now my attention is towards that Rabb that has created all of these things. He made this nafi and the ithbat. He negated. That this cannot do, that cannot do, that cannot do. Only Allah, the Creator, can do. Now when he was thrown into the fire. The makhluk came again. He negated again. When this negation took place, this nafi and the ithbat, nafi, la ilaha illallah, lahi, this is kalima. He was making nafi and isbat. Negating and affirming, negating all the creation. And affirming only one Allah. That He is the one that can protect me. He is the one that can save me. He is the one that can guide me. He is the one that can take me out of kuni. He increases, He decreases. He gives, He takes, He protects, He makes. Everything belongs to Him. Everything goes back to Him. He is the all-powerful. He is the knower. He is the doer. He is the sustainer. He is the protector. Barai rast, Allah's command, Allah's help came, but the wind did not come, the rain did not come, the army did not come, the animals did not, nothing came to protect him. Allah didn't send any of these things. Allah did not use. Yet it is the sunnah of Allah. He uses the creation. He uses the wind. He uses the rain. He uses the moon. He uses the sun. He uses insan. He uses the bird. He uses the ants. He uses. Whatever he wants to use, he uses. Allah sent his command. Ya Nar, his command. Direct. Direct help of Allah. Barai Ras. Why? The Nafi and the Isbat. Everything was gone. Everything was out. Everything was taken out. Only Allah remains. If I am yours, you are mine. If I am yours, then you are mine. And Allah's command came not for the fire to become cool, not for the fire to stop burning. The command came to Ibrahim, for Ibrahim only. If a person is sitting, he can't be standing. It's two opposite actions. You sit or you stand. Person is walking, he can't be sitting. He's either walking or he's sitting. Opposite actions. How can one fire burn and not burn at the same time? One fire. It's burning. Allah did not take the quality of burning out from it. Allah did not extract it and... No. Allah, it remained, it was still burning, furiously, everything was burning. Nothing could go near, even the birds, insects, nothing could go near. But for Ibrahim, no. Allah's command, direct command. So same, my dear brothers. This is La ilaha illallah that Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is the most powerful thing that Allah has given us. And we have to make effort on it. Ku anfusakum, save yourself. Allah is not just telling us, like begging us. Oh insan, save yourself. from this fire. Save your family. Worry about your iman. Worry about the iman of your family. Make effort on your iman. Make effort on the iman of your family. المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض. Make effort on the iman of every Muslim. أخرجت للناس. Make effort on the iman of every kafir. So look at the effort that I have. Effort on my own iman. Effort on the iman of my family. Effort on the iman of every mu'min. Effort on the iman of every kafir. This is the effort that I've got. This is why Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ هَذِي سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. All of these didn't come to give proof of the effort of iman. These ayat came as instruction for us to do the effort. That this is where the salvation of your iman lies, in making the effort of iman. For this our elders are saying, spend some time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come out of the environment. The environment is deceiving us. And we see when we go out, we speak different, we look different, we see different, we hear different, we think different, we feel different. When we come back to our environment, the entire thing changes. We come back to abnormal environment. Environment deceives us again. Then we're going to go out in the path of Allah again. Go into an environment where you're speaking about Allah, hearing about Allah, thinking about Allah, feeling about Allah. So this is necessary for us. It's important for us to spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get that environment of iman back into our hearts, back into our eyes, back into our ears, back into our mind, into our bodies. So the effort of iman. For this, our elders saying, spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why tashkil is made. Tashkil is not made for us to separate us from our families, to separate us from our shop and our jobs, from our friends, from our comfort and our desires. It's not made for that. Tashkil is made to help us. To help us make this effort of our own iman. To come out of a deception of the eyes and the ears and the heart and the mind. So that we spend time in the path of Allah. And we start speaking different, hearing different, doing different, feeling different. While we're out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So who is ready inshallah? Who is ready inshallah? Our tashkil is always inshallah 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this effort on our iman. 4 months in the path of Allah for those who haven't spent 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those that are in the work, in the effort of iman, for them to continuously spend time in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They should also be going out for 4 months every year. Stand up inshallah and give our names inshallah. Give our intention inshallah. MashaAllah. Full intention, inshallah. Those studying, make intention for 1 year also, inshallah. To leave our wives and children, inshallah, and go out for 1 year in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.